It mattered little whether in the field or in the drawing-room, with the mob or the levy, wearing the Jacobin bonnet or the iron crown, banishing a Braganza or espousing a Habsburg, dictating peace on a raft to the Tsar of Russia, or contemplating defeat at the gallows of Leipzig, he was still the same military despot. In this wonderful combination, his affectations of literature must not be omitted. The jailer of the press, he affected the patronage of letters. The proscriber of books, he encouraged philosophy. The persecutor of authors and the murderer of printers, he yet pretended to the protection of learning. The assassin of Palm, the silencer of De Stael, and the denouncer of Kotzebue, he was the friend of David, the benefactor of Delille, and sent his academic prize to the philosopher of England. Such a medley of contradictions, and at the same time such an individual consistency, were never united in the same character. A royalist, a republican, and an emperor, a Mohammedan, a Catholic, and a patron of the synagogue, a subaltern and a sovereign, a traitor and a tyrant, a Christian and an infidel, he was, through all his vicissitudes, the same stern, impatient, inflexible original, the same mysterious, incomprehensible self, the man without a model and without a shadow.